Brahmachari. Yamuna Tira Vanachari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari. Gopi Jana Vallabha Girivara Dhari. Gopi Jana Vallabha Girivara Dhari. Yashoda Nandana Vraja Janara. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Nath Radhe. Jaya Shri Gopal, Shri Gopal, Shri Gopal, Jaya Shri Gopal. Jaya Gauranitai, 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 Jaya Gauranitai. Jaya Jaya Prabhupada, 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 Prabhupada. Jaya Jaya Gurudev, 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 Gurudev. Gaur Pramanandi. Jaya Vishnu Pad Paramahansa Parivajakacharya Stotra Tushi Shrimad is Divine Grace. A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Anantakoti Vaishnav Vrinda ki jai. Namacharya Srila Haridas Thakur ki jai. Prem se kaho Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shiva Sadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda ki jai. Shri Shri Radha Krishna Gop Gopinath Shyam Kund Radha Kund Giri Govardhan ki jai. Ganga Mai ki jai, Jamuna Mai ki jai. Tulsi Devi ki jai, Bhakti Devi ki jai. Shama Veda Bhakti Din Vrinda ki jai. All glories to assembled devotees, all glories to assembled devotees, all glories to Sri Guru and Sri Gauranga. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Narayanam Namaskrityam. Naram Chaiva Narottamam. Devim Sarasvatim Vyasam. Tatho Jaya Mudirae. Nashta prayeshu abhadreshu nityam bhagavata sevaya bhagavati uttama shloke bhaktir bhavati naishtaki. So we are reading today from the Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 11, Chapter 24, chapter entitled The Philosophy of Sankhya, Text 13 and 14. We'll read text 13 together. Adho Suranam Naganam Bhumer Okoshijat Prabhu Trilokyam Gataya Sarva Karmanam Tri Gunatmanam Adho Suranam Naganam Bhumer Okoshijat Prabhu Trilokyam Gataya Sarva Karmanam Tri Gunatmanam Adho Suranam Naganam Bhumerakoshijat Prabhu Trilokyam Gataya Sarva Karmanam Tri Gunatmanam Adho Suranam Naganam Bhumero Koshichat Prabhu Trilokyam Gataya Sarva Karmanam Trigunatmanam Adho Suranam Naganam Bhumero Koshichat Prabhu Trilokyam Gataya Sarva Atmanam. Matajis? Rosuranam Naganam Mero Koshijat Prabhu Ilokyam Gataya Sarva Karmanam Trigunatmanam Adho Suranam Naganam Umero Koshijat Prabhu Devokyam Gataya Sarva Dharmanam Trigunatmanam Adha Below Asuranam Of the demons Naganam Of the celestial snakes Bhume From the earth, Oka, the residence, Ashrajat, created, Prabhu, Lord Brahma, Trilokyam, of the three worlds, Gataya, the destinations, Sarva, all, Karmanam, of fruitive activities, Trigunatmanam, Partaking of the three modes. Translation by the humble disciples of His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Lord Brahma created the region below the earth for the demons and the naga snakes. In this way, the destinations of the three worlds were arranged as the corresponding reactions for different kinds of work performed within the three modes of nature. There is no purport, so we go to text 14. Yogasya tapasas chaiva nyasasya nayasasya gatayo mala mahar janas tapah satyam bhakti yogasya madgati. Translation and purport by the humble disciples of His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Translation. By mystic yoga, great austerities, and the renounced order of life, the pure destinations of Maharlok, Janalok, Tapalok and Satyalok are attained. But by devotional yoga, one achieves my transcendental abode. Purport. Srila Jiva Goswami explains that the word tapasa in this verse refers to austerities performed by brahmacharis and vanaprasthas. A brahmachari who practices celibacy perfectly in some particular stage of his life achieves Maharlok, and one who perfectly practices lifelong celibacy achieves Janalok. By perfect execution of Vanaprastha, one may achieve Tapalok, and one in the renounced order of life goes to Satyalok. These different destinations certainly depend on one's seriousness in the yoga system. In the third canto of the Bhagavatam, Lord Brahma explains to the demigods, the inhabitants of Vaikuntha travel in their airplanes made of lapis lazuli, emeralds and gold. Although crowded by their consorts, who have large hips and beautiful smiling faces, they cannot be stimulated to passion by their mirth and beautiful charms. Bhagavatam 3.15.20. Thus, in the spiritual world, the kingdom of God, the inhabitants have absolutely no desire for personal satisfaction, since they are completely satisfied in love of Godhead. Because they only think of the Lord's pleasure, there is no possibility of cheating, anxiety, lust, disappointment, and so on. As described in Bhagavad Gita 18.62, Tam eva sharanam gacha, sarva bhavena bharata, tat prasadat param param shantim, sthanam prapyasi shashvatam. O scion of Bharat, surrender unto him utterly. By his grace, you will attain transcendental peace and the supreme and eternal abode. Om Ajnan Timirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshuron Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Mano Bhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Svayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Svapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Guru Vaishnavamsa Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahityam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitamscha E Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhuva Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadha Shri Vas Adigaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna. So today we read about the planetary systems. There's a reference to the various planets. So in our scriptures, they talk of the 14 planetary systems, 7 on the higher levels, 7 in the lower levels. So like we are in the Bhurlok, Earth is in the Bhurlok. Then we have Bhuvarlok and Swarlok. Swarlok is where the moon is. Then you have the Manalok, Manaslok, Tapalok, going up to Satyalok. And like that, there are 7 below the Earth. But the common fact is that all the 14 planetary systems, wherever you are, Krishna says that from the highest planetary planet to the lowest, all are places of misery. So that means that even in Brahmalok, the topmost planet, there is birth, old age, disease and death. See, there may be longevity of life. We read about millions of years in a 12-hour cycle of Brahma. So one day. So from our relative perspective, you know, we may think that, wow, at least I get so much more time to enjoy, because now if you are like you know, at an advanced age like mine, for instance, say, my God, now you know, you have only a few more years to go. So I wish I had more years. And then therefore you read about this saying that, well, I wish I had like this. You know, that doesn't matter. No, I mean, I get millions of years. That's more than enough. Well, who knows what happens after that? That's because we have extremely, we just don't have any concept or depth of what life is, because Krishna says that our soul is eternal. So, and Krishna is eternal, so we are part and parcel of Krishna. So we don't understand what is eternality. We just don't understand. We have a mental concoction, or we have a mental understanding, and on an intellectual level that eternal means, okay, there is no beginning, there is no end. But what it actually means, we don't know. So really when Krishna assures that you come back to me after our trial and error period in the Bhurlok, that we've come here out of our obstinacy. So when we go back to him, we will never come back. So we don't know the understanding of what never means. And therefore we always think in terms of relativeness, because our whole life is relative. Everything is relative. Our happiness is relative, is the absence of sorrow. Our hunger is, our enjoyment of food is really absence of hunger. So it's really, everything is kind of relative, and therefore we may temporarily feel. But from the point of view of Krishna, and if you have faith in his words, and a sincere devotee would look at it and say that, let me try and see that we can, our goal is to just please him by following the words of Shastra, Guru and Sadhu, the previous Acharyas. But in that, if they say that everything temporary is going to come to an end, and then our present happiness and distress, sometimes we are in a happy mood, sometimes we are going through misery, most of the time we feel we are in a difficult situation, mostly. So even these are temporary in nature, which means it goes in cycles. And therefore, it is a reassuring thing if we have faith in Bhagavatam, because we know that, and we can see in our own life, if we have a little intelligence, we look back and see that we have experienced that. Life, a crisis which was there maybe 10 years ago, 15 years ago, if we really analyze our life and see, everybody would have gone through extreme, some period of life very difficult, and in that time we can't imagine, we can't remember now what the depth of our worries were. We were thinking, if only I get out of this misery and I'll be so happy, and it's gone. But something else has come. And then we've also been in happy periods, you know, when, for students, when exams are over, you know, just the last papers are coming, and you know, just the thought that next 30 days or 40 days I don't have to study, or somebody's getting married, just the thought that, well, now I'm entering into a new life. So we go through periods of happiness, and then because of our expectations and our lack of understanding, we then again get, it's like buffeted between two periods, two extreme periods. So therefore, this is the start of understanding, and that's why Bhagavad Gita becomes the basis for our spiritual beginning, because Krishna instructs Krishna, Arjuna, and through him to all of us. So when he says that after leaving this body, the one who is in knowledge never comes back to this world and is eternally with me, that he says in 4.9. So these are actually, for someone who studies in depth and some tries to realize it and hears from the sadhu, the bona fide sadhus, some period of time it will penetrate our heart. Often we don't really, we hear it, we believe in it, but there are occasions, and especially those are occasions we should welcome, when we may be going through an extreme pain or extreme fear, apprehension, and then if we do turn to Krishna in some form, let's say pick up the Bhagavad Gita, and then we hear something and it really penetrates our heart, those are the moments which can really uplift our consciousness and give us strength, because then it goes straight to the soul. So our Shastra say that we are still in Kali Yuga, and this is going to be for a very, very long period. We are just at the beginning of Kali Yuga. Merely, some years have gone by. It's not even a fraction of the period, another 400 or 1,000 years to go. So in this, we also, since we, if we go from Shastra, then we also know we don't get shocked or we don't get upset at the environment. When we are told by the Shastra that that this is a period of illusion and therefore because of our accumulated sins, people have come here to this world, all of us, the living entities, and therefore with the accumulated sins, there is a covering. So we, because of covering, we cannot see the real truth. Therefore, there are a few bona fide acharyas, we cannot see them because, not because of they are there, where they are, but we do not have the eyes to see them because of the illusion that is covering. And that's why if we get this opportunity to get connected to a bona fide religion, bona fide faith, bona fide movement, a bona fide sadhu, it is that benefit is incalculable because it's the start of something which for millions of years we have suffered and now we have an opportunity to take a course correction. Imagine if a ship is going from one port to another 5,000 miles and then it's a slow process, may take 2 months and at last it keeps going straight and then it makes a turn. It's a rare opportunity that it is actually taking a turn after such a long period. So here, you can imagine if you are going through millions of lives, literally millions of lives, and we've gone through all the processes, all the evolutionary levels from all the species of life, and now we have come to the last 400,000 human life where we have the opportunity to understand, analyze what we read, think for ourselves, make up our minds. At that time, this is so rare that we have a chance to make a course correction. So this course correction is entirely in our hands. We cannot blame anyone. We cannot say that I could have done better because, but my situation is, you know, I wish I didn't have this problem, then I could have, see, he's so fortunate or she's so fortunate. That is again illusion that is covering us. Everybody has a set of problems. Everybody has its karmic reactions and we have, yes, some may be placed in a Vaishnava family or a dharmic family, so they are fortunate. Some may be placed in a difficult situation. But let's say Srila Prabhupada's disciples, almost all of them were coming from very difficult backgrounds. They had no opportunity. But still, somehow, because of their association with Prabhupada in the previous lives, we do not know we cannot fathom the connection between a pure devotee and his sincere disciples. Somehow, whatever families they were kind of planted in all over, maybe somewhere in this city or that city, in a very different situation. But Krishna created an environment of a cultural revolution where Prabhupada, with all odds, went across at the amazing time when there was a cultural revolution going on. People were rejecting the materialism of the West, but they didn't know what to turn to. They came in touch, 19, 20-year-olds in touch with a 70-year-old Bengali sadhu who had never gone abroad. Somehow that connection happened. So it is nothing by accident. So we can see that we get protection if we follow sincerely. So we do not know. So we just, rather than speculating how I've come here, and we just grab the opportunity we have. We have been given this. We cannot underestimate the kind of amazing opportunity we've got to have this realization. You know, why are we getting this, and why not millions of people around us? So this in Kali Yuga, because of the life is full of passion, full of ignorance, you know, everything is so much, the last couple of hundred years particularly, you know, with the Industrial Revolution and the way things have moved, our estimates or definitions of success, etc., everything is on a material status. Somebody who has achieved very high levels, you know, everyone is in awe of him, or somebody who has got some very extraordinary gift, very good looking or very strong, has made a name for himself, becomes so therefore there is an inferiority superiority automatically built in, which is purely on a bodily level, and that takes us away from the reality that actually somebody behind all, is in the heart of all these all of us, and he's controlling everything. But we are just missing the most important thing. It's like a small room, say a 10 by 10 room, and you have a big elephant in the center of the room. One would say, how can you miss the elephant? But still, people miss the elephant. They don't see the elephant. They're seeing other things in the room, but they don't see the elephant. It's like that Krishna is right there.
whatever name you call him, God is there. There are so many evidences, which is so, even a child would understand that, that nothing happens just by chance, that, you know, the planets are moving, the sun, without any accident, the sun is rising at the, just the appropriate time, the distances are also just about, you know, even a fraction of a degree, if the planets or the sun is in a different position, you can burn. So how is it everything so perfectly? How the body is born? I mean, we study and yet we don't understand. People, the more educated you are, and especially in science, you study so much into the nitty-gritties of how the intricacies of how the body is made, and still we cannot understand that, and still we think that it could be only chemicals that can make it. And Prabhupada threw a challenge 50 years ago, which nobody has taken it up now. He said, tell me, I'll give you a set of chemicals, now create life. You can try to clone sheep, or you can try to, but you you cannot create the way. And then after creation, the amazing part is we all see, we all have, you know, we've all gone through it. We have seen children in our neighborhood or in our families, and how children grow up, how we have grown. And then we see how the body is, and the same person, like, I remember my childhood, but I do not, I mean, the body is different, but I identify with everything. So who am I, right? These are the basic things which we would expect. Still, because of the deep progress of Kali Yuga and the covering, so why we need to remember this is because it is not just the fact that we live, that we understand that, okay, I'm not this body, I understand that, fine. But it is, that itself is not enough. You know, we have to act on that knowledge, and we have to apply it in our day-to-day life, such that we are always aware that we are not this body, and therefore things that are happening, how we react to things, this is our effort that is necessary all the time. So we may have slip-ups here and there, but that can be minimized to the extent that we are in the right sangha, right association, which constantly reminds us of what life is about. It's you know, in class also we've seen that if you, as a student, if you associate with people who are very studious, even if you are not, you're by nature so inclined to study, you will get something rubs off on you. You know, then you get some of that environment. On the other hand, if you, you may be intelligent, but if you are the frivolous lot, you know, who may just want to relax and go to movies and make fun and sit on the last bench and whatever, then we are also going to get that. It's we get influenced. So it's a matter of which influence we want. So if we understand first, then everything is in our hands. That minute independence that is given is to be exercised by us, and nothing can justify. We cannot complain about anything that somebody has got a better life, lower life. Everybody. I mean, we cannot, because we can't begin to understand what even a mother or a child or a brother or sister, what they are maybe thinking and going through. We may have some glimpse, but we have no idea. Each person has his own set of thoughts and reactions, realizations. And even if we try to explain and express, the other person cannot realize it. So we have to see ourselves, that what is it that my set of circumstances, it is really set. It is a illusion for us. Krishna's inferior energy, Maya, keeps putting us think that, oh, my situation is so bad. Then you start playing the victim card. You know, I am the victim. I know I could have done so much more, but unfortunately, my circumstances were different. Which means we are kind of saying that I am helpless, and therefore somebody else's, it is somebody else's onus. And somebody means Krishna's onus by and large. That he could have changed, he could have put this. But then that doesn't benefit us, because life will go on, and the truth will remain the truth, and the reactions will remain the reactions. So our intelligence is to be raised and say that whatever the situation is, if we look at and aware and see that all around us, people close to us, everyone has their own set of issues, and if we associate with those who are taking the right steps. Like, I don't come so often to the temple, at least in the morning programs, but when I see devotees, you know, it really inspires. And you have admiration, you have gratitude, you want to associate with them. So then you try to apply it in different ways. If you're traveling, you can try to connect it. You take those set of books, you take that kind of lectures. There is innumerable ways we can connect. So that connection will always remind us of what the reality is, and therefore as life goes on, ups and downs will come, but we will be relatively less affected, and therefore our consciousness gets that protection. And Krishna himself guarantees. He said, if you turn towards me, we take one step, he takes 100 steps. So the issue is, how do we identify Krishna with whatever we do? It really sometimes strikes me, I said, how rarely I'm thinking, but Krishna, I say Krishna is in our heart. So why am I not able to think of that in the most difficult situation? When the most difficult situation, sometimes very vulnerable, sometimes, you know, when you are bereft of thoughts and ideas. And later I said, why didn't I think that Krishna was there? I mean, so I should be completely relaxed. He's there. He was there before the thought came, before the situation arrived, and even after the solution or whatever we reacted, rightly or wrongly we did. He's always there. He's actually present. So like in this room, if we were to say, how many Krishnas are there? There's nobody in this room who can answer. Because it's not just a matter of totaling, okay, how many people and Krishnas in everyone's heart. But as Shastra say that even in this one circle, there are millions of living entities. We cannot even imagine. Now in millions in this, now if somebody has a calculator mind trying to say how many square feet and how much area is there, it's just completely inconceivable. Then we start understanding how Krishna, how the universes, millions of universes come from the pores of Vishnu. So this gives us a glimpse of the spiritual life and spiritual world. And that's enough for us to get motivated. So our role... is to take our present situation, accept that we are very, very fortunate. We are not better, but we are very fortunate. And then, whatever our situation is, we can only improve. And believe me, I mean, we all experienced it, that we have to just raise this question, that if I am going through a challenge, supposing this challenge was anyway going to come, it was destined to come from the time I was born. But if I was not in the association of devotees, what would be my reaction? How would I have managed it? It is, so many devotees have said that, you know, that thank God that I have devotees around me, whether it's a health issue, whether it's a finance issue, mental issue, family issue, whatever the issues are, we have a set of people who have no other motives. They're not there only as fair weather friends. They're there to chant for me, to pray for me, to help me in any way they can. Even if you can't do anything, you pray for someone, it is the greatest benefit. So many good things happen to us, we do not know how prayers of Vaishnavas work. We shouldn't be expecting that. We should not be asking, devotees do ask, please pray for me. But actually speaking, people will pray anyway. I mean, whether you ask or not, you know, the compassionate heart will help others. So if we look at that and say that, then our problem starts seeing very small. Then it's the beginning of our understanding of our connection to Krishna. So today we see that, if you're aware that today because of Kali Yuga, people make judgments more on charisma or more on intellectual prowess or ability to speak or bodily features or wealth. Like, so these are the external situations, while internally, today character and compassion are completely missing. People do not judge person by the character, and sometimes if they do also, it is because someone has got a whole public relations machine going to show them how charitable they are. There's so many photo ops that they may be cutting this ribbon, they'll be with a cancer patient here, will be doing this. These are all because they have to create an image. I mean, with a little intelligence we can understand that. So somebody who's seeking that is one has to take with a pinch of salt. But if we are in association of devotees, and we are not sectarian to say that devotees means only someone who has tilak and who comes as ISKCON devotee. No. We will, if you have a sincere desire, it may be other faiths also. People who have genuine desire to understand God, in whichever way they understand, then they will actually accept that everyone is part of God. Their behavior is also accordingly like that. They will not be looking at it from a gender basis, education basis, class basis, caste basis. I mean, the whole approach would be that doesn't matter. We are all in the same, our situation may be put in different ways. We don't know why. But how we go forward is in our hands, and I need that help. So that awareness comes, then the progress in spiritual life is become steady and pleasant and happy. And believe me, we will find happiness while going through, even though through difficult times, because there is a contentment, there is a satisfaction that we have a large pool of family. It's a large family, which sometimes may even go beyond our biological family. Sometimes we find that our immediate family may not be so supportive. Sometimes, many times they may be. But even if they are, you still have a larger pool which is there to help, not just materially or physically, but if nothing else, at least I can turn to, talk to them. If not, at least when they are aware that they are there to pray for me. So we are put on a different platform which we cannot see. So we should not be judging and looking at things on a tangible basis. You know, we always like to measure according to, because we have been taught that everything has to be quantified. Amount of happiness has to be quantified, you know, everything has to be measured. It has to be seen, then I believe it. That's why you see so many atheists who, when you say the elephant in the room is there, Krishna is there in so many ways and they can't see it. Why? Because they're looking at, I just need to believe. But what is I? I mean, what is my capacity? What, before I ask, it's like a two-year-old child saying that let's say they start talking and say two and a half. So let's say three-year-old child. A three-year-old child will say, I do not believe that, you know, there's any value in going to school. Now, how do you try to explain? You have to sometimes put pressure, but sometimes try to cajole and think that when the child goes to school, then after 5, 6, 7, 8 years, maybe especially after 10 years, then they understand that, and maybe even after that when they're in college, then they'll say that, okay, thank God I did my reading, writing, arithmetic, so I could do better, right? So something like that, how do you explain to a child? So we are in a situation where we are not in a position to understand with our limited, very limited consciousness, limited senses. We tend to make mistakes, we cannot see. And then we ask for the moon, literally. So therefore, we should not be swayed by what we read, what we hear. We should go by the Shastras. Today, what we see and hear is generally what has been expected, what has been, what we are supposed to read and hear. That's the way the world is. That is the, it is, there is not even an iota of doubt in that. So therefore, many times we get so agitated when we see this is going on, that is going on, and then that becomes a discussion point for such a long time. And so, I mean, not that the situation is not there, it is a difficult situation, but we just do not know what the reality is because so many things are planted, there are so many things which are extremely slanted to make us believe what we do. So it's not just political, it's like what is shown to us and what is not shown to us. I mean, everything is in the powers of a few people. So what has been magnified is done by them, and what is minimized, something important may be not brought in or minimized on page 5 in a small item. That's, you know, so it's entirely in their hands. And we get so swayed by big headlines. Sometimes the 6-inch headlines, we get, it becomes a talking point. Sometimes the 12-inch headlines become even more agitated. So it's a matter of, and it's all over the world. So therefore, we may, in our environment, need to know what's going on, no doubt, but not to get carried away and not to make that, not to take that into our life to such an extent that we have to be intelligent enough to see that we apply it in many ways. Whether it's in terms of, you know, whatever the use of the information is, we have to certainly apply it. But in terms of making that, you know, depressing us or exciting us, we should not be carried away too much. And that awareness has to be, that comes only with some awareness of some contact with spiritual life. Prabhupada gave a very nice example about glowworms. These glowworms are actually, they can be millions of them in the field, and in the night they just light up momentarily. It completely, you know, makes it brilliant light. So it can be dazzling, and we are so much carried away because there's so much of light. The Prabhupada said that these glowworms, but what is the strength? It's just momentary, and it's going to be vanishing in a moment. And especially when the sun comes up, you don't even see the glowworm. Compared to that, the sun, excuse me, compared to that, the sun, how do we compare the permanent brightness of the sun? How do you, so the glowworm is like our the material world, because we get the so-called leaders today, we get so dazzled by what has been presented to us in whatever field and form in whichever part of the world. And while the God consciousness, scriptures, etc. are really like the true sun, which is always there. Prabhupada said that that is the real diamond. He gave a very nice example of if you have plastic jewelry. Plastic jewelry is not very costly. It's very economical, cheap. But somebody buys this plastic jewelry and will go to people and say, "Oh, it's so expensive. But for you, I'm just reducing the price. It's a bargain." And thousands of people go for that. And then there's a real diamond. Now, the diamond is expensive. And then you say the price is such and such. Naturally, only very seriously, in this case, only those who can afford it will go. I mean, those who are serious about it will go. So, likewise here, for real knowledge, only those who are serious about Krishna consciousness or God consciousness, spiritual life, will actually go towards that, while in the otherwise we will just go by the cheap imitations that are all around us. So Prabhupada made that memorable statement, better one moon than millions of stars. Now light comes from, we talked of glowworms, more than glowworms, at least stars are somewhat better. Stars are like, at least they're permanent. But how much light does it come? It's a starry night, you see, there are millions, we can't count them. They give some light, limited light. But when you have a moon, full moon, it's just incredible to see one moon and it lights up all the things. So you would say better one moon than many stars. Similarly, one pure devotee, rather than having millions of neophyte devotees, that is enough. And he was too humble to say, but he was definitely one of them. So then how do we start? I mean, what is it that is necessary? So Shravanam and Kirtanam that we talked of, it is important. We hear, it's the starting point really, that we understand the philosophy, we accept it, we dutifully follow it. But His Holiness Radhanath Maharaj made a very nice point when he said that for any nutritious food, when you take food, the food will help only if you can digest it. So the digestive system is critical. You know, so that means the juices which really affect the digestion system have to be activated and have to be stimulated, and those are the ones which are critical for. Otherwise, you have a feast. Chappan bhog, but if your digestive system is poor, how much are you going to enjoy it? Momentarily you may take, but then if you have poor digestion, then either you will not be able to take it, or if you take it, then you suffer for it. So actually, therefore, the critical part is the digestive system. So similarly, by Shravanam, Kirtanam, the hearing is important. But the eagerness with which we hear, or the intensity, the urgency with which we understand, and that comes from applying our understanding and sincerely following the process, to take that, to that extent we'll be able to absorb it. So he said that like when Arjun heard Bhagavad Gita from Krishna, Krishna spoke for less than 1 hour. Many of us may have read the Bhagavad Gita just over days, and that too, even reading it means we just read, you know, the translation purport and over. And then maybe a little difference, definitely, but you know, we still, Arjun absorbed and heard it less than 1 hour, only once. So it is not just about his intellectual prowess, but it was his hunger, his desperation, his hunger to understand Krishna, to Krishna. He was desperately hungry to absorb. So that absorption capacity, which is likened to the digestive system, is very important. So even for knowledge is very important for us, the real knowledge, which is the real diamond. But then to really affect us and to make our determination stronger, to withstand all the pulls and pressures that are inevitably there, distractions that are there, temptations are there, the challenges that are there, everything diverts us. So how do we stop the diversion? To do that, we need to strengthen ourselves. And that's why that hunger comes from the eagerness, the enthusiasm, the eagerness that comes. Follow a process, sincerely follow the process, Krishna will give us the eagerness. And when we see others who have more eagerness than us, people who have, we can clearly see who have taste for hearing, chanting, reading, just leading a spiritual life, the more we can associate with them, and associate doesn't mean just physically hearing them and going away. Actually trying to understand even their lives and how they're able to, most people have broadly similar challenges, that limited time is there, they have all activities, different activities but they're there. So how do people change, how do they manage? That's something which can inspire us, and so again it comes to choice of people. And it is, Maharaj likened it, Radhanath Swami likened it to a battlefield. That in a battlefield, because Krishna and Arjun were right on the battlefield. So we also are in a battlefield, and we need to, and we are battling against our various challenges in our material life, especially if we take to spiritual life. So we, knowing that it's a battle, then we need to take all the help that we can. So therefore, problems when they come, we should accept it as Krishna's mercy, not in the just saying so, but actually it is. Because somebody needs to be, somebody's dozing off, let's say, physically. You know, if you're in some party and you've just dozed off, and some well-wisher of yours, a friend, you know, nudges you, you know, to, and you suddenly wake up. I mean, it may, somebody sees, they say that it's so heartless, you know, why is a person nudging or poking? But from a real point of view, because they're our well-wishers, so they have to awaken us. So similarly, when problems come, they are like that poke, that they actually straighten us, and then we are take life seriously. That's not necessarily the way it should be, but that is human nature, that only when a crisis comes or problems come, then we sit up seriously. So therefore, when it comes, we should take it that actually it's a reminder that what is my actual life for. A very nice story in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastime about this South Indian Brahmin who was completely illiterate. We are talking of hunger of knowledge and understanding spiritual life. So he was illiterate, but because his guru had told him, he was reading the Bhagavad Gita, though he could not even read much, he couldn't pronounce much properly. Still he went on. People were either not paying attention or kind of mocking him. He's sitting alone in a corner. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu noticed and actually embraced him and said that you are the real knower of the Vedas, because you have understood that taking spiritual life seriously, following the instruction of a guru, is the most important things. And that is the essence of whatever we do. Similarly, Yashoda Mai's hunger also was so much that even though her life was full of anxieties, when we read about the stories of Krishna's pastimes, we enjoy it, we laugh. But can you imagine if you are in Yashoda Mai's, it's for us it's like a knowing that there's a happy ending because it's Krishna. So okay, whatever happened, everything is going to be fine. But Yashoda Mai was covered by the Yoga Maya, so she would not know. She was always in anxiety. Today he's going to hurt himself. Today he's playing with a snake. He's doing, you know, he's going in with these demons who are mountain-sized. But all the time, she was in full of anxiety. But that anxiety was based on transcendental love. And therefore, and because she had that deep hunger to please the Lord. So pleasing the Lord, and in our case, pleasing the Lord means doing what His pure devotees have instructed us to do. Following that is the same as pleasing the Lord. And Prahlad Maharaj also said the same thing, that we should not forget that the Vishnu is our supreme well-wisher. And because he's our supreme well-wisher, therefore he's our dearmost friend. Because he's our dearmost friend, we follow him. That's the sequence. Why do we follow him? Because he is our well-wisher. And Srila Prabhupada would write all his letters so beautifully. And the first time I ever heard this, that we normally say, yours sincerely, yours faithfully, yours, whatever. And he would always sign off, your ever well-wisher. Ever well-wisher. It's beautiful, and he would say this because he meant it for every person, your ever well-wisher. So in the line of Krishna, Krishna is our, because he's our ever well-wisher, he only wishes well for us. He's always keen that we come back to him. So therefore Srila Prabhupada said that, Prahlad Maharaj said that we should always remember that he's our dearmost friend, and therefore we follow him. And this process does not need any resources. There's nothing. It doesn't need any external inputs to us that I'm handicapped because of not having that. No, it is. And again, many stories are there. We talked of Arjun. Arjun had resources because Arjun was born in a kingly family, and his family ruled the world. But he had his other set of challenges, and those we cannot even think of them because what sufferings they went through. But they stuck to Krishna. Similarly, Amrish Maharaj, also another Parikshit Maharaj, so many kingly Prithu Maharaj who were rule emperors, while they had the material resources, but they also had many, many challenges, but through all of that, they never ever missed putting Krishna in the center of their lives. On the other hand, you have many examples of Sudama Vipra or Shuklamba Brahmachari, Kolavecha Sridhar, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastime. Very dirt poor, having nothing means literally, you know, in Kolavecha Sridhar's case, we know that he was in a thatched hut with actually a hole in the roof. He had one utensil he had, which he used for the toilet use, for water, everything, and that also it was completely dented, so poor, and still he would make a few paise a day, but he was so happy to worship Mother Ganga. So that desire, that hunger to please, knows no bounds. And it doesn't mean that you are successful or you are even in the presence. Like in Jatayu's case, in Ramchandraji's Leela, Jatayu was 60,000 years old, a very old, that is an understatement to say old, at 60,000 years. Of course, they lived longer, the lifespan was much longer then. But nevertheless, he was so frail and he was unsuccessful because he died. He could not save Sitaji. But in one sense, at a low level, we see he was unsuccessful. But Lord Ram came there, picked Jatayu up, put him in his lap. And how many have we here that the Lord actually literally not only puts you in the last moments in his lap, and he does the antim sanskar. So we can see that whatever sphere of life, all whatever we are given, there is no scope for us to say that my case is unique. Everything is covered. So nothing is required except our consciousness. And that consciousness again is in our hands. Because we have been given this unique set of unique human body, which is very rare. So the perfection of life is to go into through devotional service and ultimately achieve that love of God. And that Rupa Goswami has very nicely explained in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, Nectar of Devotion, Ado Shraddha Tata Sadhu Sang Tata Bhajana Kriya Tata Nartan Nivritti Nishta Ruchi, various processes. So those are, and it, in different forms, we see it in our own lives also. Like it starts with Ado Shraddha, we come to a spiritual movement, we're here because we have some faith. It is not very strong faith, but there is a certain amount of faith that this process works, and that and that we would like to belong to these people, other people who are happy. So there's a mixture of curiosity, there's some faith. But because of that, we start the Sadhu Sangha. Sadhu Sangha is the association of devotees who are more serious, who are committed, and who are contented also. When we associate with them, and slowly, slowly, the process has begun. And through that, we enter the stage of Bhajana Kriya. And that Bhajan Kriya is when we actually start following the regulative principles, and we accept them first, then start following them. So basically, our Vaidhi Bhakti is actually begun. We have started a process of acting on our initial faith and our Sadhu Sangha. Through the association, because then now we are entering the stage of action. While we are going through that, then we move, if we have done it sufficiently well, we move to the stage of anartha nivritti, because we have so many anarthas. So that process is starting to, our material purification that is needed, material life has so many, we have so many misgivings, they start going vanished, they start being vanquished, and our own anarthas are slowly getting subdued. But that is only when we are doing a regular devotional service, following the regular principles, or under the guidance of a spiritual master or a pure devotee. So that means we are now demonstrating a higher level of action. And that, sincerely following that, will bring us to a stage of nishtha, which is form of faith. Nishtha means when you have entered nishtha, means there is now no question, no, you are not going to deviate from the principles, and you are no deviation from the belief that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead and everything happens in my life because of Krishna. So then that then takes us to ruchi and asakti stage. Ruchi is a higher taste, and then asakti is where we start following the detachment of from material life, and attachment to the Lord. And it is said that asakti is actually the beginning of love of Godhead. It's the first step. So it may be a sobering thought to know that we are very far away from that. And so therefore it answers our question if we say, why am I not feeling love of God? Because we haven't even come to a nishtha stage. Sometimes we may still waver. What to speak of cleaning, or the process is not yet gone through. So we are partially here and there. We have to, but process works because it has worked in others, and it is said by the highest servants and associates of the Lord. So after that beginning of stage, then we go to the stage of bhav, which is where you have the reciprocation of loving exchanges with the Lord, personally, one to one. And after that, that goes on, then you enter the last stage of prem, which is really when that you have achieved love of Godhead. So it is a mountain to climb, but the process is there. Other people have also gone through it. And the best part is that unlike in karma and jnana, the yogas, which are also ways of yogic methods of progressing, but devotional service of bhakti is one where you actually have no loss. So we may also worry that, why such a big mountain, what if I die when I'm somewhere in between? Doesn't matter, you start off next at that stage. This is the only path which guarantees that. No other path, everything else you forget and you start from scratch. So it's a huge game changer to know that, well, if I am at 32%, the next stage 32.1, so I'll start. So therefore everything that we do, we push towards devotional service, and to strengthen our process of devotion, what is most important is, because there are many, I don't think we'll have time to go through the restrictions, six restrictions on devotional service. This is also Rupa Goswami has said, that overeating or collecting too much money, that's atyahar, prayas, means over-endeavoring for material things. We have to find the limits. So we won't go in too much in detail, but then prajalpa is again an obstruction to our spiritual life. So we may be part of a spiritual society. We may be part of coming regularly and visiting, but if we don't understand some of the obstructions, like prajalpa is something which, where we have unnecessary mundane talk which is diverting us from our serious talk. It may also lead to gossip. It will also lead to completely irrelevant stuff. So these are dangers which a serious devotee would always be having a checklist. And if we don't have a checklist, if you're an association or if you're hearing, we are always reminded of that. Because we cannot hear about where we are and compare with what the pure teachings that we hear. Then also too much rules and regulations, niyamagra, following fanatically. You miss the wood for the trees. You know, so as they say, that there's a whole jungle, but you start counting the trees and you only look at each individual tree and there are millions of trees. So similarly, you're looking at tiny rules and regulations and think, I should not deviate from this. And you've missed the larger purpose of life, the meaning. So while rules and regulations have a purpose, but they are not the be-all and end-all. So that also is an obstacle. And then janasang, that is associating with worldly-minded people. That's very important. That while we associate with devotees, we should not be associated. Now, association, here it means serious association, where we could get influenced. You may have, you have to interact. We all do. So that's where the consciousness comes, and that's where, see, what is most important and what is the priority. If the priority is Krishna consciousness, then we will make sure that we do not get swayed by people around us. Oftentimes then, we get so carried away because even it may be some spiritual talk, but which is deviant philosophy. We have to be wary about that, and then we get carried away, and then we could end up in many steps behind than what we were when we even started our process. So that's it's a big danger. And lastly, lolium, greed. Having too much greed is also an obstacle. And then there are favorable principles. It is not a negative only, because there are things which could help us. And primary, most important is the enthusiasm. The enthusiasm to stick to Krishna consciousness, once our intelligence tells us that this is the path, is very, very important. And the question was asked to Srila Prabhupada, that, Prabhupada, so many times I don't feel enthusiastic. Then he said, you act enthusiastic. Because if you sincerely act enthusiastic, you will feel enthusiastic after some time. So, put your heart and soul into it. The second is confidence. Nishchaya. We have that confidence, which is also based on faith, that I've started this process. I'm enthusiastically following because I have the confidence that this process will take me to Krishna one day. Then dhairya, which is very, very important, because if you have enthusiasm, you're riding a horse, but you don't have the patience, you tend to then overestimate, and Prabhupada gave his own example that he's so modest, in the nectar of instruction, he mentions this in there, that he doesn't say I, he said we started this movement with very few people, very few resources, but we were patient. He says we, but who was we? There was nobody but him. So it was, so we can say it was Prabhupada. So Prabhupada says that he was so patient that everything will, Krishna will reveal whatever he wants. And if he had not revealed, whatever Krishna would show, he was happy. Prabhupada didn't start the movement thinking that this is my goal, I should have 108 temples and 5,000 disciples. No. He just wanted to spread the word. Whatever Krishna wants to give, will give. So that patience he had. And then not to neglect the regulative principles is very important. Giving up undesirable association is also important, which we covered it's covered in both the cases. And following the footsteps, satovritti, following the footsteps of the previous acharyas, that comes through scriptural knowledge and also the desire to follow, because they become our role models then. Sorry. So Srila Prabhupada actually, through all this, he emphasized on chanting. So I would like to conclude in a few minutes, but just to say that the devotional service process is important. Everything is important. Shravanam is the beginning, because we start realizing through knowledge what is through the scriptures. But it comes down to the process of chanting, because that is a direct communion with the Lord, which we are one-to-one. We have a chance up to 2 hours that we spend with Krishna, and where to the extent that we sincerely follow, to that extent we can actually make progress. And I'd like to spend just a couple of minutes to trace the, we all know the story, but to trace the impact that chanting had. So when Prabhupada started in 1966, he had nothing. He went there and he just started, he was in the Bowery, which is a very, very run-down place, awful place. So someone, Harvey Cohen, had given him that place. He started this Monday, Wednesday, Friday, Kirtan and class. A few people came. Who were these people? These guests. You say they were not devotees, they were curious guests. Only one of them who was there, that is who now Mukund Maharaj, was, Michael was somewhat serious, but at that time they were all guests. They were musicians, they were poets, artists, they were, social workers. And what were their interests? Drugs. They were into pacifism. And all kinds of many other weird things also. But they just came out of curiosity. But just the process of chanting regularly. But why they were coming? Because they felt comfortable with the Swami. And also because they liked the chanting. After a few months, with Mukund Maharaj's help, Prabhupada comes to Matchless Gift, 26 Second Avenue, where really now it begins. So then this same process, it was 1500 square feet, it is 1500 square feet, still it is part of ISKCON now, area, but it was in a few months it got completely full. Everybody is all again the same type of people, but many more were coming Monday, Wednesday, Friday evening time. And then they slowly, those who were faithful and regular, were there for several months, they started liking the Swami, they started wanting to serve him, help him. They started staying longer even after the, you know, for prasad to help him. So they really felt the Hare Krishna chanting to be more effective, to be more intense. Then the spontaneous dancing started taking place. There are all kinds of instruments. There was no mridanga came much later. So there was a small kartal set, but then there are all kinds of various things which, including soda water bottles and all kinds of things that made noises. But it was that Prabhupada let all that go because they had enthusiasm. So they were, and then the dancing was going on. So New York hippies and San Francisco flower children, these were the kind of people who were around. They were the ones who actually were, what would one expect, you know, that, you know, they're, which consciousness they are in, you know, they are in LSD and what is making them come here. Who would, Prabhupada had such compassion, he never ever judged people, never commented on their looks. So many of them never had bath for weeks because they want to reject everything. They came from affluent families, but they deliberately, it was almost like a provocative lifestyle. But Prabhupada accepted them and for the first time they had great love. So there is this, the first president of the San Francisco temple, Haridas Prabhu. he very nicely puts, he said that these people, these hippies, they actually saw the temple as a spiritual haven, though they didn't realize at first, because they were literally running, because they were a small group, several thousands of people. The society rejected them, police were after them, they would harass them, they would lock them up, they would beat them up. And anyway, externally they looked, you know, they were such awful, obnoxious almost, that people really, you know, were almost repulsed by them. So they were not bothered if they would get beaten up and so on. So they were actually on the run. So the only place they had a spiritual haven was here. So because they came here, they were hearing, they were taking to chanting, and these were confused, dazed, you know, people who were, you know, searching also, but they didn't know. And they were desperate, no doubt about it. So they were the ones who were just coming, and Prabhupada constantly gave them prasad, gave them love, gave them care. You know, so much, you know, they never asked for anything. He never asked for any service, but he just made them chant. Sometimes he could see people were, you know, in a very difficult mood. So even the lectures were shortened, and he would concentrate on the kirtan. But they loved the kirtan. And that kirtan, no matter what consciousness they started with, because they had faith and appreciation for Swami, as they called him, they went. So, you know, you can see without the consciousness, they began and the benefits started coming and slowly transformed their lives. So, Prabhupada said it later that chanting is a process which can really, it's an internal process. We do not know how the, like prasad is a process, we do not know how it works. Internally, the situation, the thinking, consciousness changes. So, Haridas says that they were living on the streets. There was no place where they could go, where they could rest, or where they could avoid people hurting them. He said, "I think it saved a lot of lives. There would be a lot more casualties if the Hare Krishnas were not there." And it was like opening a temple in a battlefield. Very aptly put. Literally, like in a, it's the most, because he said it's the hardest place to do it. Imagine if a war is going on, you can't just go in the middle and put a temple. I mean, you'll be, so at the same time it's the most needed, because that's the people desperately needed, because they were in such a difficult situation. So that's what he did. He actually put a temple in a, like opening a temple in a battlefield. So he applied this chanting, Swami applied the chanting with miraculous results. It worked. So, and from a medical standpoint also, the doctors were overworked, and the police, and they didn't know what to do with these people with LSD, because they were in such a dazed situation. So they all saw Prabhupada and the temple as a refuge. So even that sense, they understood that he had some kind of jadu, which he was actually doing it. And actually, the fanatics actually thought that Prabhupada was, brainwashing them. And Prabhupada said, yes, I am brainwashing because your brains need to be washed. But he meant that the process is Krishna's process. It's not like you put something in your drink and make someone intoxicated. He said, he on the contrary took them away from drugs. He said, you don't need to be, because you stay high forever. That was his model. Saying you will be completely in a very different dimension. And then in 1967, when he started, he had this famous Avalon Ballroom, which Shyam Sundar Prabhu was the one who started it actually. That completely changed the whole thing because thousands of people came there, packed. All the best musical bands were there, and devotees were, ecstatic. From there, then within the next 3 years, it spread to so many cities. And Prabhupada sent devotees, three couples, to London. They, in turn, with Prabhupada's inspiration, went to and met the Beatles. It was unimaginable. It's like a small comparison would be like going to maybe getting Mohammad Rafi and Lata Mangeshkar together and getting him to chant tomorrow, because Mohammad Rafi is no more. But something like that. Can you imagine the impact it would have on millions of people? So this, then they created the Hare Krishna mantra record, which became top of the pops immediately. It was in the top 10 worldwide. So millions of people started hearing it. And then when George Harrison, who became a very serious devotee of Prabhupada, when he created the, wrote many songs, but his most famous one probably was My Sweet Lord in 1970-71, when he was on his own. And that immediately became an international hit. Millions of copies were sold within a month. Then by that time, this became a household word. Millions of people were taking it. So we can see that the chanting, when Prabhupada started, it wasn't really, there was no calculation. It was faith. Faith that the process works and this is the only process. It was recommended by Mahaprabhu. Of course, there are other processes, but the most effective process, as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu stressed, that Kirtan in this day of age of Kali has so much potency because Krishna is present in his name. Prabhupada applied it. So if we read about Prabhupada and how he started it, we can take faith that all of us, maybe in one form or the other, we may not have been present in front of Prabhupada, but probably our people with our situations, or maybe worse, were present with Prabhupada and that it worked. So there's no reason why it should not work when we are there. And through that, the transformations took place. Of course, then each one is tested, whether we break away and fall away after some time, whether it's just a fad, or whether we're serious about it. But those who were serious stuck to it, and today after 53 years after Prabhupada started, we are still guided by so many of these stalwart devotees. Satsarup Maharaj, His Holiness Satsarup Maharaj, among the probably the oldest living, he joined in 1966. He just turned 80 last week, or 10 days ago. Imagine how he must be feeling, that what was my life without Prabhupada? And all started by chanting. He was in the New York temple. So the gratitude which we can feel has to be expressed in some way. It is can't be momentary. Otherwise, it's no value. It is a shallowness. If it has any depth in it, if we really feel that we're getting some benefit, then how do I pay back? You may say, oh, Prabhupada is not there, so what do I do? Prabhupada is there. To the extent we follow him, he's just like Krishna, Prabhupada is also with us all the time. And he's there also through his disciples. So many of them are there. And through his grand disciples, that's the association we have. Everything belongs to, our world belongs to him. So therefore, we have this opportunity to take this process and take it one step at a time in our life. So, I wanted to end here. And also, I wanted to just speak a little bit, a couple of minutes on, we are in this book, Marathon Month. So, apart from expressing our gratitude to Prabhupada, because he is a whole in soul. But why Prabhupada put so much emphasis on his books? He said, my books are going to be the law books for the next 10,000 years. Because he understood that with the advancement of material education, people will also want to understand, will want to have not only just proof, but would also like to, the people read now, with literacy being so high all over the world. When they read and they see and they understand, those sometime or the other, the seriousness will come. And when that happens, then the change in consciousness begins. And then the whole process starts. And that's what has happened. When the Russian, when the In 1990, when communism ended and the change of government took place for the first time in some 70 years, in the initial years between 90 and 93, 94, there was such a hunger for spiritual knowledge because of lack of it, because under communism it was an atheistic government. So when it was opened, when books were freely available, they were selling 1500 Bhagavad Gitas in Russia alone every day. 1500 a day. You know, so millions of books went because people were extremely desperate to understand what is spiritual life. So therefore, reading the books has changed the consciousness. So we can be a small part of it. It could be, we can directly give books, as Baldev Prabhu very nicely explained last Sunday, that, you know, just, see, ours is a very widespread movement. Every temple has large number of followers. So we shouldn't feel that what my effort alone, what will it do? But each one, either you sponsor or you take the books, and do it immediately like now, then, you know, if we have 5,000 people who are active and each one takes 5 books, it's 25,000. Right? So, that is the kind of calculation. So each one, whatever capacity. But at least it's not quantum, but it's the consciousness that is important, that we are part of this movement. We are trying our best. It's like there's a whole long rope. Everyone is pulling, you know, there is in one side, like the Rath Yatra time, you have a long rope. Now, what is an individual strength? We can't pull the Rath. And this Jagannath Baldev Subhadra ji have become extremely small just to accommodate us. But we have no capacity to pull the Rath with the Lord on it. But we feel that we are part of it, and all of us collectively get together and the cumulative strength works. So same way here, the cumulative strength is, there's a camaraderie, there is a feeling of belonging. We are part of a movement. It's my contribution to them. Everything counts. It's the quality that counts, not the quantity. Whether you buy one book or 100 books, if our capacity is 100, we should take 100. If our capacity is 5, we take 5. Whatever our capacity is in terms of our own background. But the issue is about joining effort, which is really, if you believe in it, then that is, we don't know where it helps. And so many stories are there where people have come back and said that the book was, they bought a book, didn't read it, it was lying there. Sometimes the next generation, when they were in a challenge and then they were about to dispose of the book, and they curiously just opened it after 20 years, and that changed their life. There are countless stories which is miraculous, but it's not. So that right person read it at the right time. So we don't know where these are like time bombs. Like prasad is a time bomb. Chanting is a time bomb. Books are the time bomb. You know, they work in some ways. Only thing, the time is in Krishna's hands. Our is the effort that counts. So please, please do make an effort. We are in the last week. We only got 1 week to go. It's not the numbers that we are looking at. It's not like like Radhanath Swami very nicely said some many years ago, for the first time we had crossed 1 lakh books in a month. Our temple. And it was a small temple. So it was a matter of pride, and then they all came to him. He was sitting right here, and you know, we felicitated quite a few devotees who did really amazing work. There were some glorious efforts done. So at that time Maharaj said, very beautifully summed up the mood. He said, I pray that that we cross 1 lakh books again next year, and that we are last. So his prayer was that everyone does even better than us, but the fact that we do as much as we should, better than what we did. So we should not do it as thinking that I want to beat someone else or be higher. We should beat our own efforts. So if we have done 5 and I can do 7, if you have done 1 lakh, if you do 1 lakh 10, I mean that's cumulative, we can make an effort internally. And others, if they do more, we feel even more happy. So in that mood, in this last week, let's all pull together and see how we can please Radha Gopinath by pleasing his most precious devotee who has changed our lives. That is Srila Prabhupada. So I'll end here. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Yeah, we have 2 minutes. 2.5 actually. So if any questions are there, we can take. I didn't realize you were here. So you could have said about the book distribution. Any questions? I can take 1 or 2. There's one here.
What is the difference between consciousness and bhakti? Means Krishna consciousness and bhakti is equivalent or is different?
No, consciousness is the state of mind and bhakti is the process of devotion. So if we have the right consciousness, then we need the right consciousness to actually apply it. So the application of our understanding is a bhakti. It can be something else. The application of consciousness can be becoming the fastest alcohol drinker in my crowd. Some people can apply it that way. But that's their state of consciousness. So consciousness is a state of mind, and Krishna consciousness is the consciousness which puts us in that conviction that Krishna is. My consciousness should be filled with Krishna because he gave this life and my life is going away. But knowing that is not enough. Action is needed, and that action is bhakti, which is the highest recommended level by Krishna himself.
Prabhuji, you said that 32%, supposing somebody is doing bhakti, in his next life it will be carried forward and it will start from 32.1. So my question is that when again human birth will be there, or other births also will be there?
So it depends on what our life is, because nobody really knows, only Krishna knows. But we can at least surmise that if we have taken to devotional service and Krishna says that he will, if he is going to take us from that level further up, he gives us the opportunity, that it is quite likely that we would be, unless we have done some gross error, but otherwise it is likely that we will get a human birth at least. He says that also, that if we take to the process of Krishna consciousness, we will come back in a human birth. But then if we have done say 70% and then we are starting, or if we have done 2% and we are starting, it depends which household and where we are in. So therefore, when people are born in a Vaishnava family, one can also surmise, one can kind of do this, that they must have been the special devotees who could not complete their process but have been given an excellent chance. Because nothing happens by chance. Which living entity gets birth in which family is not an accident. So therefore, why somebody has done a lot of sinful activity, and he may have been, or she may have been, that person or that living entity has got a very difficult body or difficult sufferings this time. So this is a circumstantial evidence that we have. We are not the creators. But clearly that confidence is there, that if we are in the process of devotional service, we will get human birth to improve our lives further. So that depends on the level of our sincerity. Last question.
Haribol, Prabhuji, you mentioned in a higher planetary system like Janaloka, Satyaloka, there is also birth, old age and disease. But we also heard that there is body made up of shuttle element like a mind intelligence. So with the body with shuttle, how there can be disease and old age?
Well, if I come to know, I'll let you know. I don't know. But we did not bother about that. Basically, we just we go by the shastras and say what we have, we have some information about the planets, but that's, you know, if we want to transcend that, then we don't need to worry about that. That's my way of looking at it. Would like to add something? Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.
Thank you very much, Krishna Chandra Prabhu, for your enlightening talk. Straight coming from your heart with realizations. I would like to say that Krishna Chandra Prabhu has been one of our very important book distributors for many, many decades. In fact, last 10 minutes he spoke on book distribution. Actually, he is not just speaking, he actually walking on his talk. I would say 90s and in the year 2000, that decade, 20 years, our bus party was doing fabulously, traveling all over India, distributing Bhagavad Gita's and a full set of Prabhupada books and companies. And all that was happening because His Grace Krishna Chandra Prabhu would just write a letter to the company owner that if you kindly allow the stall to be put in your company, and if you can possibly do a credit facility. And many times we would just walk in and a royal welcome will be there, a stall will be put, So last 20 years it happened like that. Now things have changed in this current scenario, so the permissions are not working like that so more. But at least I am not so much aware. Prabhuji's more contribution is always hidden. So I know somewhere he is contributing to book distribution as well. That's why he spoke. When he spoke about book distribution in the last 10 minutes, I could feel the inspiration within my own heart also. I want to add something more to what Prabhuji spoke, a little more practical ideas which we are seeing in our book distribution marathon nowadays. I'd like to appreciate different devotee groups who are literally every single day going out and putting a stall for 2 hours or 2.5 hours. That takes a big ordeal. But I'd like to appreciate devotees in Kalyan, devotees in Ambarnath, devotees in Diva, devotees in Malad, devotees from Sakinaka, devotees from a youth group from Satyanand Prabhu's counseling group. This group devotees are literally doing every single day in the marathon. This is something which I would say even a brahmachari like me would not do every day. So let us thank them by 3 times loudly chanting Hari Bol. Apart from that, we also want to thank many doctors, especially in the Bhaktivedanta Hospital, who are busy in their OPDs treating patients, but while treating patients also keeping books, and not just giving book, but they are giving books. We have been getting orders from many devotee doctors in Bhaktivedanta Hospital who are ordering books to distribute them, and also taking Shastra Dan, Gita Dan. So if some patient is very receptive, then they offer them that whether you can give a donation, we can distribute these books to all over India free. And then many of the patients are coming ahead and distributing, giving 50 books donation, 100 books donation. So we want to appreciate their efforts as well. Last week, as I mentioned, that our bus party had come back after a 15-day visit to Alibag. Now, spontaneously, Tuti Brahmacharis also got a brilliant idea to do something more. You must be knowing that ISKCON Pune has been doing fabulous book distribution for quite a few years now. They were actually not even known in the book distribution circuit. But last 6 years they are surfacing and now they are in the top 2. And this year they are targeting 3 lakh Bhagavad Gitas. So it is always easy to clap. But we thought let us also learn their strategies, what they are doing, because they also work in the same scenario as we. We are in city and they are also very close to our Radha Gopinath temple. So we came to know that last year Brahmacharis, they made groups and they did this value education contest at many places in Maharashtra. So when I went and inquired, I came to know that value education contest is nothing but GCL in an advanced form. So we began GCL, they took our GCL, made it into value education contest. While our GCL is only having 5,000 registrations, they are doing 60,000 registrations. That means 60,000 Bhagavad Gitas last year, Pune temple distributed just through this value education contest in schools. So then we went and learned. So a few Brahmacharis went to, this time the one of the group had gone to Junagadh in Gujarat. And Junagadh in Gujarat, just 5 Brahmacharis in 20 days distributed 10,000 Bhagavad Gitas through registrations. That's a big amount, right? Some of our Brahmacharis also went to Latur. Next to Latur is a place called as Parli Vaijanath and Amba Jogai. These 2 places they were doing and they did in 1 week 2,000 registrations. So then 2 Brahmacharis from Radha Gopinath temple felt inspired after seeing that and they began a pilot project. So now they are in Miraj trying out this initiative, just 2 Brahmacharis, Rudranath Prabhu and Rasikachari Prabhu. And they have been joined by one IOS devotee. Just 3 of them, they have done in last 5 days 1,000 registrations. Hari Bol. That's amazing. So I called them. I said, "Kya jadu kiya apne? 1,000 kaise kar diya ek hafte mein?" Then he told that actually kuch jadu nahi kiya humne. There's no magic in that. We came here. We saw that there is a good congregation here. We just by our presence inspired them. So it is not that these 3 devotees went on doing book distribution all over. The congregation was already there. They needed some inspiration. And through that inspiration, the congregation came together in just 5 days, 1,000 Bhagavad Gitas were distributed in the schools. And they are staying for 1 more week. They are going to stay for 1 week, but they got inspired. 1 more week they are going to stay. And their target is 3,000 Bhagavad Gitas. We hope and pray they could make it. So the whole idea, the lesson we learned from this is that everywhere we have so many congregation devotees. I would say that Radha Gopinath Temple's presence is each every station in Western Railway, Central Railway and Harbour Line. Yes, every at least one devotee couple, at least one IOIS boy is staying in one of the stations. Right from CST to Karjat, Kasara and CST to Panvel. And then Churchgate to Virar. Even Boisar also we can take ahead. So just imagine we have pockets of congregation all over. All we need is the leaders of that congregation or the preachers who are going there, just make their presence felt and inspire the congregation. And that's it. This congregation can do amazing. So we request all the preachers and also all the congregation managers, kindly inspire your congregation. They can do much more than we are thinking about. The last most important thing, as Prabhuji was mentioning, is that we are nearing the marathon, the end of marathon. This is December end coming. Today is 22nd, right? Today is 22nd. So we have only 10 days remaining. We count 9 to 10 days remaining for the marathon. And also December end also happens to be a very holiday event. 25th December to 31st, people are always in a vacation mood, enjoying mood, spending mood. So, and also this is a time of parties, get-togethers, club meetings, association meetings. So this is a good time to not just rest, but actually get activated and strike. I would give an example of one devotee in our congregation, very senior devotee. You know, everywhere we have put his hoardings and slogans. What is our slogan this particular marathon? Mahine ka panch. So this Mahine ka panch is repeating always. So this devotee, just last Sunday, he thought, "Arey Mahine ka panch to maine chalu hi nahi kiya abhi tak. Kuch karna chahiye." So he began. He began and he told in 2 days he got 3 books. And then he was called for a get-together meet of alumni of his college. And he went there. Generally he goes every year, but he never carries book. But this time he carried book also. He carried book and you'll be surprised. In his alumni meet, just by mentioning about the book to a few of his friends, 48 Bhagavad Gitas were distributed. So I told him, "Prabhuji, Mahine ka panch hai toh aapka 50 ho gaya." He said, "Yes, it begins that way." So just imagine if everyone is doing Mahine ka panch, even if one of you do only 5, there will be out of 5 who do 5, 6 will do 50. And the score will go on like that. We have one devotee who is working in a big HR company. Last year he gave me this example that for a whole month he could not do much. But he was back of the mind thinking, "I should do something, I should do something." If everyone starts thinking, "Mahine ka panch, I should do something, Mahine ka panch, I should do something," you will see that conscience is always there. So this devotee was not able to do 25 days in the marathon. He could not do anything. And he was thinking, "Kuch karna chahiye marathon mein." And he got a call from his friend, who was a big owner of a big company. And he said, "How are you?" Because he's an HR guy, so they were speaking about some HR policies and all. And then suddenly he said, "Yeah, we're going to give some gifts to our company people." So immediately he thought, he's going to give some gifts to his company employees. Immediately said, "Why don't you give Bhagavad Gita to the company employees?" And the person, the owner, was a Christian. And the Christian was shocked. "Bhagavad Gita and me? Yeah, your employees are Hindu. Give them Bhagavad Gita. So let me think about it. I'll get back to you." So after 5 hours, again calls back. "Your idea is great. I always give them diaries, some pens. Why not give them Bhagavad Gita? I'll get some pious activity credit also. And plus they'll be happy that I am distributing Bhagavad Gita to them. So they may do work more harder next year," whatever it may be. So he ordered. He said, "How much books you want?" He said, "Is 1,000 okay?" 1,000 Bhagavad Gitas ordered. And this devotee was shocked. He thought maybe 10 Gitas, 15 Gitas, 1,000 Gitas he ordered. And this devotee kept the phone down, called the book, go down and said, "Prabhuji, aaj hi delivery karenge before the mind changes." And that very evening, 1,000 Gitas were given out to this company. So what happens is we're thinking about it. And we are not able to do it. We're thinking about it. And when opportunity comes, we strike. There is one old lady Mataji in our congregation who is saying, "Prabhuji, main bahar stall pe ja sakti nahi hu. Main book distribution kaise karu?" Someone told Mataji, "Apna bas phone hai, mobile pe to baithi rehte hai aap. WhatsApp, Twitter, Facebook, sab pe aap log hai. Udhar dal do ek message, dekhte hai." She put a message in WhatsApp to all her friends, all her relatives. She put a message in SMS, she put a message on Facebook, whatever she was in. And lo and behold, by the time marathon ended, she was the number one book distributor in that congregation. She distributed 500 Bhagavad Gita's through Gita Dan. Amazing. So this is all happening because we are looking for opportunity. We are thinking back of the mind. अपना हमने काम नहीं किया. अपना काम क्या है? महीने का पांच. वो मैंने किया नहीं है. तो देन यू थिंकिंग अबाउट इट, महीने का पांच, महीने का पांच, महीने का पांच. व्हाट हैपेंस देन व्हेन अपॉर्चुनिटी कम्स, यू स्ट्राइक इट. दैट महीने का पांच बिकम्स नॉट पांच बुक, इट बिकम, इट कैन बिकम पांच बॉक्स, इट कैन बिकम 5,000, इट कैन बिकम 5,00,000 ऑल्सो, प्रोवाइडेड वी आर थिंकिंग अबाउट इट. सो कीप थिंकिंग फॉर नेक्स्ट 10 days ओनली, देन द मेडिटेशन ऑफ मैराथन विल एंड. Then we again meet in the year 2020. Now, there one important thing I want to mention is, you must know in the current scenario which is happening in the country today in terms of the bill. So, we were thinking, should we go out for book distribution? Because now protests are happening, Delhi, a lot of things is happening, Bombay, just 2 days before in Bombay, in Grand Road, August Kranti, there was a huge protest. So thinking, should Brahmacharis go out, do some book distribution? While I was thinking, our Harinam party, which goes every day, they went anyways. So Grand Road protest was happening. At the same time, they were in Marine Lines, just few stations away. And in Marine Lines, they were doing Harinam, and they were doing book distribution. So in our group, in the book distribution group, we have two devotees from outside India. One from Brazil and one from Paris. So now they are not aware of what's happening around in the India. So they are distributing books and they see two burkha clad ladies, young ladies walking in front of him. So immediately pulls out the Bhagavad Gita in Urdu. He knows that they are Muslims. So pulls out the Bhagavad Gita and starts preaching about Bhagavad Gita and Krishna consciousness. And these ladies are hearing. So they are two young ladies from Islamic culture, and they have, along with them is also their father. So father is also waiting. Father does not know English. The girls know English. This guy is speaking in English. So he doesn't know what he is speaking. But the girls know what he is speaking, and they are interestingly hearing. And after the whole talk, he says, kindly take this Bhagavad Gita. It is very helpful for you. And immediately they take the Bhagavad Gita and tell their father, isko paisa do. And the father in topi thinks what to do. So he removes 50 rupees and gives 50 rupees to this devotee. Now two Gitas, 50 rupees is very less. So devotee is like watching 50 rupees and two Gitas. And immediately these two ladies said, Are Pitaji, aur do paisa, kam kyu de rahe ho? Aur do, and finally he gets some good amount of donation, and these two ladies are happy, and they walk away with the Bhagavad Gita in the Urdu language. So don't feel that the current situation is sad or whatever it may be. In fact, the situation is still good. Krishna consciousness is lacking. We need to preach anyways, anywhere. So, as you all aware, this Chaitanya Charitamrita in Marathi has come. We have been making announcement. Now you will be amazed to hear a very spectacular news here. So far, till Radhanath Maharaj came, we kept announcing about CC Marathi set. Only six people had enrolled to buy this set. Now when Radhanath Maharaj agreed to do a signature on the Chaitanya Charitamrita Marathi set, in last 3 days, 80 sets have gone out. 80 books ne 80 sets. So we were thinking, by our endeavor, only 5 Chaitanya Charitamrita sent went. But because of Maharaj's name, his signature, he's so busy, yet he's signing those books. We have to send the books to GEV, and see, signing those books in GEV, comes back here. So we were thinking that if Radhanath Maharaj gets this score of Chaitanya Charitamrita, will not be you all be happy? Just imagine, at end of the day, end of the month, we have all the scores of all the devotees, okay? And there is Radhanath Maharaj, so many Chaitanya Charitamrita sets. Will you be happy to hear that score? Right? Simple. So now we are thinking the golden figure is 108. So now I have not checked since yesterday evening what is the score so far on the laptop, on the PC, email, whatever I received. But I hope at least 15 sets are still remaining to become 108. So if you are with us and if you feel that opportunity, kindly help us to make this 108 Chaitanya Charitamrita sets in Marathi, and we will put in the name and score of Radhanath Maharaj. So this is something for all of you. Please note, in case you already have a Chaitanya Charitamrita, but if you want to give a gift to some devotee, some relatives who are Marathi speaking, kindly go ahead. Or you want to give a gift to a local library, please go ahead. One devotee staff is in our temple today. And for last 3-4 years, since he has joined our temple, I asked him, how is book distribution going up? Prabhuji, time nahi milta hai, subah aata ho, sham ko aata ho, yahan se main bahut seva kar raha ho, ye seva kar raha ho, to book distribution seva karne ki avashyakta nahi hai. Maine kaha, aisa nahi hai, book distribution karna chahiye. But this time I told him, mahine ka 5, utna to karo bola maine. And you'll be surprised and happy that this devotee has begun. And yes, last week he took 5 books, in 1 week he distributed 3 books. So it is possible. Just that block is there in our mind that we can't do it. Actually, everyone can do it. There is no obstacles in sharing Krishna consciousness. So last 10 days are remaining and the score is going at a good pace. But the score should continue to go at the good pace in the last week also. Otherwise, we will not reach our target of 1 lakh. So at this juncture, it will reach 1 lakh, provided this current pace should continue. So the slog overs are there, as I mentioned. In the slog overs, you hit centuries or you hit sixers, right? So if you cannot hit sixer, at least take 1 run of every ball. That means at least distribute your 5. But others can also happily do what? They can try their big ones. As I mentioned, parties, associations, clubs, anniversaries, alumni. Try your best. If everyone does mahine ka 5 and only 2-3 devotees get the sixers, our score can be 1,15,000 guaranteed based on today's score. So I invite everyone, all of you, those who have not done anything so far or those who have done little so far, kindly keep continuing and your mahine ka 5 should go on. Thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada, Book Distribution Marathon ki jai.
Madan Manohar Gopi Paranadan Madan Manohar Ananda Kanda Kevala Ananda Kanda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama Rama Hare Jayo Radha Gopinatha Radha Gopinatha Radha 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 Gopi Jayo Radha Shyam Radhe Shyam Radhe Shyam Jayo Radhe Shyam Radhe Radhe Jaya Gaurani Dai Gaurani Dai Gaurani Dai Jaya Gaurani Dai Dai Gaurani Dai Gaurani Prabhupada, 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 Jai Prabhupada, 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 Jai, 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 Gurudev, 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 Jai, Jai, Gurudev, 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 Hari Gaura Hari Boy Hari Boy Hari Boy Gaura Hari Boy Hari Boy Hari Boy Dai Gaura Premanande Jayam Vishnupada Paramhamsa Prabhikacharya Stotar Sat Esi Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jayam Vishnupada Paramhamsa Prabhikacharya Stotar Sat Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Srila Prabhupada Ki Ananta Koti Vaishnava Vrinda Ki Namacharya Hridayas Thakur Ki Premsa Go Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrindaki Shri Shri Radha Krishna Gop Gopina Shamakun Radha Kunda Giri Govardhan Ki Brajabhumi Vrindavan Dham Ki Maya Purna Vadvib Dham Ki Purushottam Kshetra Ranatpuri Dham Ki Ganga Maya Ki Jamuna Maya Ki Bhakti Devi Ki Shrimati Tulsi Maharani Ki Hare Krishna Mahamantra ki Golok Premadan Hridam Sankirtan Yadna ki Radha Gopinath Bhagavan ki Jai Gaura Chandra Bhagavan ki Shri Girdhari Gopal Bhagavan ki Srila Prabhupada Transcendental Book Description ki All glorious to the assembled devotees All glorious Guru and Gauranga Hari Hari Bol
हरे कृष्णा अभी प्रभु जी का प्रवचन अंग्रेजी में होगा जिन भक्तों को इसका हिंदी में अनुवाद सुनाओ कृपया नीचे भक्ति वेदांत हॉल में चले जाएं माता जी विद चिल्ड्रन दे आर रिक्वेस्टेड टू काइंडली मूव इन भक्ति सिद्धांत हॉल डाउन स्टेयर्स हरे कृष्णा
सो आई वेलकम ऑल ऑफ यू बिफोर स्टार्टिंग आई सीक योर ब्लेसिंग्स सो सिंस दिस मंथ इज गोइंग फॉर डूइंग बुक डिस्ट्रीब्यूशन सो लास्ट 8 डेज आर लेफ्ट So let us activate more. And today is a wonderful Tithi Ekadashi, Tithi Safala Ekadashi, and today is also a very auspicious day of Devananda Pandit B. Cyprian's Day. So today we will discuss something about what we will get benefit. What we will get benefit through this process, isn't it? We go to service for we get some payment. Job, a package. Of your business, we have some profit. Let us think of what profit we can get. What commission we can get. What salary we can get. So today, and this just we have sang, Paramakaruna. Paramakaruna. Bahu duhijana. Duijan, Nitai Kavaraj. And what ultimately says? Sab avatar sara shiromani, you get Kevala Ananda Kanda. Keval, you get only bliss, you get only Ananda. That is an entire sum and bonum, sum and substance. What you get? Kevala Ananda. Let us discuss how we can get that ananda. Do you have anybody anywhere here now who doesn't want ananda or bliss? Please raise the hand. Kisi ko sukh nahi chahiye, anand nahi chahiye, haath upar karo. Everybody is seeking pleasure, seeking ananda. Let us see how we can get. Today we will discuss as authorities. I have been told to speak on this more and to inspire more. So, what Bhagavad Gita speaks us? Bhagavad Gita 7.18, the shloka is, we'll see here, everybody can repeat after me. Could you please, everybody fold their hands. उदारा सर्व एवे थे ज्ञानिन्दो आत्मा मे मत अस्ति सही युक्तात्मा माम एव अनुत्तमं गति. What the Lord says here? Lord says, all these devotees are undoubtedly magnanimous souls. So Lord is certifying what you have come today, or those devotees are undoubtedly, there is no doubt, there is no any question, they are the great soul. But he who is situated in knowledge of me, I consider to be just like my own self. Now, there are two criteria given. One, knowledge of me. And then second, Lord says, being engaged in my transcendental service, he is sure to attain me. Lord is giving like assurance. Lord is giving a guarantee. What? Being engaged in my transcendental service, he is sure to attain me, the highest, the most perfect goal bus. Anybody wants to reach to the most and highest perfect goal, what we need to do? Lord is giving the wonderful formula. Suppose you want to meet with President of India. How will proceed? Will proceed through his secretariat, isn't it? Similarly, Lord is giving. Like we have different brilliant academy, 10 class, 12 class, brilliant academy, paste tutorials. They give some kind of very important formula, very important kind of sutras. So Lord is giving sutra. What is sutra? You do two activities. One, who is situated in me, knowledge of me, I consider to be just like my own self. And second, being engaged in my transcendental service, he is sure to attain me. Now you are doing. You are doing that. You consider to be just like my own self. This you are doing. It's just all knowledge of me. You are reading Gita. Now, second aspect, let us discuss today. Being engaged in my transcendental service. So how we can get this wonderful mercy? How to become engaged in transcendental service of Lord? What benefit you can get? And if you engage in transcendental service, you are certainly get the Lord's mercy, highest and most perfect goal. This is okay with everybody? Right? Let us do little prayers and then we'll start. I'll kindly request everybody to fold their hands, close the eyes, and just try to concentrate your entire attention in the super soul and soul which is within everybody's heart. Pray to them, pray to Shraddha Gopinath, and just chant with me small invocational prayers. Om Agyanti Mirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Mano Bhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Tadapi Swapadandikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Guru Vaishnavam Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Ragunatanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Pada Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitam Sha Namaum Vishnu Padaya Krishna Vrishtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Thinamine Namaste Saraswati Deve Mavani Pracharine निर्विशेषा शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देश तारिणे जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 रामो 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 हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 रामो 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 हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 रामो 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 हरे हरे I am offering my dandavas to everybody, dandavas pranam, and then seeking blessing and starting. Now, everybody's familiar with the book distribution. What we get? According to Bhakti Siddhanta Sir Thakur, distributing literature is like playing great mridanga. In December 1936, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati was in Puri, and Srila Prabhupada was in Mumbai, 1936. And Srila Prabhupada wrote to Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati, I am grihastha. Now everybody assemble here. I am grihastha. Except some brahmacharis. And Srila Prabhupada wrote to Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, I am grihastha, I have a job, I have my family, I have my children, everything. How I can do book distribution? And Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur wrote, please try. Please try. And after some days, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur left this mortal world. So this is the last message by Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur to Srila Prabhupada. Isn't it? Just try. And if you try, what you will get? You must have experienced, some of them might have distributed wonderful books. What you will get? So, benefits of Buddhism, let us... One, Srila Prabhupada said... What he says, if you want to please me, then distribute my books. So, if you distribute a single book, if you distribute single book, Srila Prabhupada in his diary will write your name. Then such and such devotee, such and such devotee has distributed my books. Isn't it? Srila Prabhupada is right. And there are so many wonderful stories through which devotees are got benefited. Among so many stories, I will try to tell you one story now. Wonderful story. You might have got through so many stories on your WhatsApp, but to my purification, this story from Kazakhstan. In Kazakhstan, there is a particular place called Tatarstan. And this Tatarstan is, a lot of Muslims are there, Muslims, Muslim community. But when Srila Prabhupada on Hawaii Islands, and we saw Gaura Chandra, there were tears coming from Srila Prabhupada. Devotees asked, can we know what the reason of the tears? Srila Prabhupada said, after coming to normal consciousness, see how this Gaura Nitya is wonderful. They have crossed the limitations and come to this Hawaii Islands and distributing the mercy, Lord Chaitanya mercy. So Lord Chaitanya says, Prithvi yache nadigram sarvatra hoibe mora prachar. In Tatarstan, in this Muslim community country, devotees are distributing books. And one of the devotees, for 3 hours, he was trying to distribute books. But somehow, sometimes, always there is testing is there. But test is when test is there, and after test, you pass the test, the satisfaction is different. If you get something very easily, then you don't value. But something you get with hard work, you get that value. Suppose you don't have money and you are striving for 1 rupee, 1 paisa, you will get the value of 1 paisa. But suppose somebody is from a very rich family, he will not value. So here in this case, this devotee was striving for 3 hours to distribute the books. There was no result. One of the center, on central Rediva, one of the Mataji started distribution of books from since 8 a.m. in the morning. There was no book distribution up till 4 p.m. in the evening. What was the quantum of hours she was distributing? 8 hours of distribution. But not a single. And after 8 hours, you are standing in a hot sun and not able to distribute a book. What will be your reaction? So, here, the first benefit you get the increase in tolerance level. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram. Ram, Ram. And after 4 o'clock, the particular Mataji cried and prayed to Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada, I want to distribute books, please help. And if you pray sincerely from your core of your heart, Lord will reciprocate. Now do not reciprocate. Srila Prabhupada is there. He says, next 10,000 years, I will be there on this planet and then we'll be always interacting with you. And after sincere prayers, after heartful prayers, within next half an hour, more than 10 Gitas were distributed. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Here in Kazakhstan, Tatarstan, that whatever distributor was trying to distribute for 3 hours and don't reply. Afterwards, he came across with some Matajis. They were selling some apples, very, very poor condition Matajis. In Russia, some places are very poor. Even another place, one devotee went there and one of the village in Russia and asked one of the Matajis there, what is aim of your life? And the Mataji replied, my aim of my life is to collect the rubles, that is Lakshmi, the currency in Russia, and so that once in my lifetime I can visit Vrindavan. See, we can visit. If you just purchase a ticket of some kind of Rajdhani or this thing, or can say Swarna Mandir Express, Golden Temple, maybe within some hours we can go to Vrindavan. But this Mataji in Russia has a year of the life to collect the funds so that she can visit once in her life to Vrindavan. When? When will the anger will come to our heart about desire to serve, to visit the holy place, to see the Lord, to serve the devotees, when will that compassion will come? Unless and until we have compassion for the humanity to upgrade, to purify, to transform the souls, then slowly, slowly, Lord will reveal, Lord will reciprocate. And here after 3 hours,
that particular devotee came across with some Mataji who was selling some apples. And that Mataji asked, the lady asked, do you have the book called Song of God? Devotee replied, it is Bhagavad Gita, it's a song of God. And then devotee started narrating what happened to her life. She started explaining that so many days I'm getting the dream. She was from Muslim community. She's from Muslim community. So she's getting dream and she could see a lot of effulgence. She could see a lot of effulgence and she was thinking that it's Allah. And in the dream, ultimately, she heard the sound, you will come across one person who will be selling Song of God. And that particular lady started explaining to that particular devotee who was distant book that Allah came to my dream and trying to tell me, go and take Song of God. And the devotee was explaining when 5,000 years before Lord telling his Song of God to a particular person and to all of us, what is Song of God? This is Song of God. And lady was so poor, she took her handkerchief open. Within the handkerchief, there was one more handkerchief. Within the handkerchief, there were 3-4 handkerchiefs open. Again, she could, there was one small cotton. And after a small cotton, there was some money. She asked, what's the cost? Then devotee replied, 200 rubles. And somehow she could not have the particular, she was having some kind of A180. But by seeing her devotion, seeing her, when she just got the book, the tears started coming from her eye. When devotee saw that particular wonderful complete surrender, even from Muslim communities, they said, please take this. And then she got the Song of God, Bhagavad Gita, and she just kept in at her heart, and then with tears she started going. So here, that particular devotee was not anticipated that she will come across. In one more real story from one of the centers, one of the Mataji was distributing, and she started going distributing to one of the gym. Now, what do we see in gyms? Biceps, triceps, and then cardio. What else? I don't go to gym, but I heard. But do you think that we can go and we have some kind of potential from going book distribution to gym? But here one person from gym, he said to particular Mataji, I was thinking for so many days to take this Gita and you have come in front of me, please get me one. Then to his nearest friend, he said, "Arey, I have Gita, why don't you have?" Then another took that. And they called another their friends. And within the span of 10 minutes, more than 5-6 Gita got distributed. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram. So, after distribution of Gita, don't you get a satisfaction? Yes. So, third benefit you get satisfaction which cannot be purchased after, we can say, after you get maybe lots of money or if you eat some kind of very food, that satisfaction you'll get. This is completely different satisfaction. So one, we get the mercy of Acharya, Srila Prabhupada. Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur told Srila Prabhupada, if you have some money, then print my books and distribute my books. So, Srila Prabhupada, will you please? And when Srila Prabhupada, please, don't you think Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur and other acharya will get please? Yasya prasadat bhagavat prasado yasya prasadat nagati kutopi dhyantu vantasya yasya shri sandhyam vande guru shri charanaravindam. So you get the mercy of Lord, you mercy of get acharyas, and Srila Prabhupada recommends your name to the Lord, Lord will not listen? Lord will certainly listen. Lord will certainly listen. Lord says, Sadhu Rudayam Mayam. Lord says, devotees are there in my heart and I am there in their heart. Sadhu Rudayam Mayam. And Lord further says, devotees do not know other than me. I do not know other than my sadhus, my devotees. So if Srila Prabhupada recommends your name to the Lord, Lord is going to enter in Lord's Hari. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Ram, Ram, Ram. So we get mercy of acharyas, we get purification. See, how we get purification? Suppose we want to distribute books, we need to go with lot of humility. Sir, please have a look. Or do we go, sir, please take this book? Huh? No. Sir, please. You become humble. We become purified. And this humility is like ornament. Then, what do we get? We get, when suppose any stall is there, okay? Any stall is there, then there are some 3-4 devotees are there. And in one of the cases at one certain Lower Parel Center, one devotee was explaining. The other, when she was coming from entire office hours from morning 8 to evening 6, she was completely tired. But when she came to the stall, other devotees welcomed so wholeheartedly that entire tiredness she forgot. And she started distributing very wonderfully. She said, and that has impressions on her heart. And she is not able to forget. This is a good part of my life. When I come, and this was just other old ladies who do not have capacity, but still they are doing, and they welcome this devotee. She says, what a love of the heart. What a love of wonderful relation. There was no any, can say family relation, but relation of the heart. And that relation keeps as hope for sustaining in Krishna conscious devotion life. Some devotees supply them prasad. Some devotees supply them books. Some devotees supply them, what is required, tables. In another case in France, when Hector took the Gita from one devotee. And somehow, after taking, he forgot at one particular place. Another person came, and he just saw what is there. And the devotee who gave that particular book to that Mr. Hector, devotee wrote there, Sri Hector, I really appreciate you got this book. Let this book transform and show you the wonderful direction of becoming happy. Direction of becoming happy, your well-wisher Sri Mitra. And see the Lord's wonderful arrangement. One first Hector left, another person came there, and his name somehow was Hector. His name was Hector. And when the second Hector just got the book and just opened the first page and saw the endorsement, the Sri Hector, I really thank you, got this book. And let this book brings the happiness in our life. Then second Hector started thinking, who is the person who well-wisher of mine? Who is the person who is well-wisher of my mind? And then he called the number which is given on the back page. Called to the center. He came across with the devotee. And then his life got transform. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So these are the wonderful stories which inspires us. Let us try something. Now here is one of the senior devotee mentions, going out to meet public on Sankirtan takes strength and conviction. When we feel we have something of value, we naturally want to share with others. Isn't it? Suppose just think of eating roti ourselves is good, or distributing roti with others and sharing others and eating, what's good? Distribute and share. Isn't it? So here it's mentioned, when we feel we have something of value, we naturally want to share it with others. With personal experience of truth, we become spiritually strong, receive deep conviction about the meaning of the human life. Faithful performance of our sadhana moves us from beginner's theoretical appreciation into realm of practical awareness of transcendental reality. That we'll get. What he gets? The realm of transcendental reality. This is one of the leading book distributors of ISKCON, His Grace Vaisakhi Prabhu. Now, it says, Yara dekhe tarakah Krishna upadesh, Amara agyay guru hara taraidesh. In Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhya Leela, it says, instruct everyone to follow the orders of Sri Krishna as they are given in Bhagavad Gita. And Srimad Bhagavad, in this way, become spiritual master and to try to liberate everyone in this land. What is the use of 2 minutes of preaching? The person will hear and go. But if he takes book, he is eternally benefited. Now, this we have parampara. This we have parampara. Jayapataka Maharaj says, now we just took the example when there are prayers from Mananda Madhya, one of the centers, as well as then Tatarstan. The prayers are there. The Lord hears the prayer. Now Jayapataka Swami Maharaj says, this prayer is a very important activity we have. What is prayer? Prayer, he says, the talk, heart-to-heart talk. The talk with the Lord. Akrura simply attained the perfection by praying. In Skanda Purana, the glories of prayer is mentioned. A devotee whose tongue are decorated always with prayer is greatly respected even by saintly persons. And such devotees are worshipable by demigods. It also helps us to establish our personal relationship with Krishna because we are praying to Him. And that is our communication with the Lord. So, ultimately we will be going for this prayer. But let us understand how this prayer will help us. Now, what is this book distribution? Book distribution is like time bomb. What is the function of time bomb? Function of time bomb? Yes. The function of time bomb is bomb is placed and time is given. And after that time gets over, then what happened? Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. This is like time bomb. When we'll explode, we don't know. So, now after understanding what's the benefits we are getting, let us see how we can practically implement. Before that, I just wanted to share today's Devanand Pandit's Disappearance Day. Who was Devanand Pandit? What we can learn from the life of Devanand Pandit? Devanand Pandit, it is said, he is a personification of Srimad Bhagavatam. Personification. We know that Sukhdev Goswami has narrated to the Parikshit Maharaj. But Devanand Pandit was continuously narrating Srimad Bhagavatam. In one of the Leelas of Lord, when Srivas Pandit came, but after Srivas Pandit heard the narrations of Srimad Bhagavatam from Devanand Pandit, he went in ecstasy. He went in ecstasy and started showing Ashta Sattvic Vikar. Different. He started crying, started rolling. But disciples of Devanand Pandit could not understand his ecstasy. And disciples not behave properly. Then, that at that time Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was not there. After some years, when Lord Chaitanya performed Sapta Prahar Leela, and then he called Srivas Pandit, and he said, that is not the proper behavior. And Lord came to Champati after some time, and then Lord says, what is real understanding of Srimad Bhagavatam? Is to serve the devotees. Is to understand that Krishna is not different from Srimad Bhagavatam. And he started telling different message. Devanand Pandit heard everything. The wonderful narrations. When, after some time, at Koladvipa, there are Vakreshwar Pandit. The Vakreshwar Pandit, when he performing different kirtans, he becomes so ecstatic, that he fell on ground. Devanand Pandit lifted him. And with his own clothes, Devanand Pandit massage and wiped Vakreshwar Pandit. And this act of surrender to devotee pleased Lord Chaitanya. When Lord Chaitanya came back from tour, and different devotees were starting approaching Lord Chaitanya, and then from distance Devanand Pandit saw Lord Chaitanya. Nitai Gaurasundar, wonderful of Lord Chaitanya. Completely sannyasi vesh. Like here, he is dancing in front of Lord Jagannath's cart. And here, Lord Chaitanya was discussing on Devanand Pandit was a distance. But Lord Chaitanya knows everybody's heart. And he, even though Lord Chaitanya was not there, when Vakreshwar Pandit, this Leela was happened, Lord was knowing. And Lord from distance, Lord from distance called and then said, since you have done wonderful service to Vakreshwar Pandit, I accept and I forgive. Please go and ask for forgiveness from Srivas Pandit. And when this Devanand Pandit went there, he begged for forgiveness. Srivas Pandit wholeheartedly embraced. So this is nature of Devanand Pandit. What we can learn from him? We can learn that we can be very scholar, we can be very brilliant, we can be very intelligent, but unless and until we have the humility in our heart, we have respect for others in our heart, we have compassion for others, let us live these conditioned souls. They are not knowing what they are, but let us help them to understand what they are and help them to the wonderful realm of transcendental happiness, which is there forever. This happiness, Lord Brahmaji in Brahma Samhita, what it explains? Shriya Kanta Ganta Purusha Kalpataravo Druma Bhumishchinta Mani Ganamai Toyamritam Kataganam Natyam Gamanamai Vamshiya Presiki Chidanandam Jyoti Paramapi Tada Svadhyamapi Cha Sayatra Kshirabdi Suravi Vashya Sumahan Nimesha Dharko Vavrajati Nahi Yatra Pi Samaya. He said Chidanandam Jyoti Paramapi Tada Svadhyamapi Cha Sayatra Kshirabdi Suravi Vashya. This, if you get the transcendent happiness which is Chidanandam, never going to stop, never going to end. What is Bhautik Ananda? It will be for some time. If you eat some gulab jam, how long will you eat for gulab jam? 10, 5, 15. This is the limit of Bhautik Ananda. But Chidanandam, there is never end. And there is no side reactions. There is no any issues. There is no any problems. There is no taxations. Nobody will cheat. Nobody will, you can say, do any cheating or you can say stealing. So let us aspire for that Chidanandam. So how that bliss can be happen? How book discipline can be happened? How this parama karuna bahu dvijena kevala ananda can happen? Let us be humble. Pranadapi sunichena tarorapi saheshnuna amanina manadena kirtaniya sadahari. Let us with humble mood approach whatever we have. Isn't it? Now everywhere must be there some kind of crowded centers, isn't it? Maybe malls, maybe mart, maybe we can say stations or maybe market centers. We can come together. With due respect, we can put a stall, isn't it? Everywhere, if you go anywhere, Bandhu, or you can say Mao, Nahur, there will be some kind of people. One of the devotee, there is a Prabhadevi station and a lot of people come from that particular towards Prabhadevi station. He just stands. No table, but just keeping the Bhagitas in hands. And every day, he stands there for maybe 3 or 4 hours. And just by standing and showing the Gitas to people, every day more than 10 Gitas going. It was happening. This December 2019 is happening. But you just try. So first tips of book distribution is be humble. Second, that if you want to distribute, first you should have book with you. If you don't have books, how will you distribute? So first you should have books. So my prayers to all of you, if you don't have, please take whatever you want. 5 books, 10 books, no problem. or even though if you don't distribute, you can keep with you for entire year. Then in here we have marriages, we have name ceremony, we have Vastu Shanti, we have some munja, something, some family function. Can you this wonderful gift? Create a mantra, know what you want to say and practice. You can learn. This book will help you. This book will transform you. This book you can give to others. This book you can give as a gift. This book you can give in some kind of when we conducted when GCL competition or Gita Champion League competition, maybe some what, 2 years before, and when Deputy Commissioner came, Deputy Commissioner BMC came, and he was telling to all our winners of Gita Champion League that, see, as a deputy commissioner in any organization, maybe police or corporation, government authorities, there is a lot of pressure. There is a lot of tension. The moment you go higher and higher, the tension rises more and more. So he was telling, when there is a tremendous tense, tremendous pressure, and not able to take decision, you take decisions. And that decision will have a lot of impact. So, when he was in dilemma, he was in confusion, he was in that tension, what decision can be given? He started telling, he just opened Gita and opened the Gita randomly and he reads and solution is there within. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama. So, this wonderful experiences you can share. Isn't it? There are so many examples of thief becoming to normal persons. And we have seen, it's a time bomb. Buy books, you can't sell what you don't have. Be patient, be tolerant, be detached. It's very wonderful. Suppose, let us take one situation. One situation is not acceptable to you, or something which is not at all, you consider something in your life, something has happened, which is like a lot of problems to you. And you become completely terrified, you become completely horrified. What will be your reaction? Isn't it? Kya mere zindagi mein kya hona hai? But, yeah, the book distribution increases your patience level. Book distribution increases your tolerance level. And book distribution increases your detachment level. See, the problem comes when you have some desire, and if your desire is not fulfilled, you become happy or you become unhappy. Huh? Yes. If you have desire, if you have expectations, and if expectation does not get fulfilled, then you become unhappy at that moment. And book distribution, this Krishna consciousness teaches you how to come above the situation wherein your desire is not getting fulfilled. It teaches the patience. It teaches the tolerance level. It is getting detached, which is the ultimate goal. If at the end of our life, we are attached. If you are attached, then that will be the cause of yayatamam prabandhante. That will be the cause of again coming back the cycle of birth and death. But once we detach, Srila Prabhupada was asked, what is your desire? And what was the reply? I don't have any desire. So this is the learning, the wonderful learning of this book distribution. Make goals. Do it together and try to have some fun. When we do it together, lot of fun. People coming from one place, people coming from one place, people coming from one place. It's uniting together. Wonderful fun, wonderful joy, wonderful hopes, wonderful. You can say that one of the devotees was sharing 3-4 years experience at present. Earlier, when she was distributing, she was not married, and after marriage, she was distributing the same, and which were inspiring others to distribute more and more, do it together, and try to have some fun. Think beyond box. Something think beyond box. In corporation, we have gone to one of the centers. That company was multinational company, and I was thinking, how this citizens, facility to citizens can be given more and more. For example, if you go to any municipal hospitals, we have a lot of queues. But now corporation is coming with some kind of application that if you just if you want appointment with some orthopedic, you can just put down and you will get the appointment. There's no queue. You can directly go. So something we are thinking beyond the box, we can also think something beyond the box, which will really boost up our this wonderful service to Srila Prabhupada. Always remember, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the original distributor, never stopped chanting. You know the story of King Bilambir? When after Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, there were six Goswami, Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, Jiva Goswami, Raghunath Das Goswami, Raghunath Bhakt, Raghunath Bhatt Goswami and Gopal Bhatt Goswami. And after this Goswamis, there were three Acharyas. Who were they? Narottam Das Thakur, Srinivas Acharya, Shyamananda Pandit. And these three were the first book distributed Lord Chaitanya. Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, Jiva Goswami, they wonderful wrote articles of Upadesh Amrut, Nectar of Instructions, Ishopanishad, Ujjwala Nilamani, Brahat Bhagavatam. And after they took, they were taking to the different parts of Orissa. And that entire books were stolen. And how to get? That was the only script they were having. There was no any second copy. There was no any second edition. And it was written in handwritten. And that was stolen. But amongst them, one of the Acharya, Acharya started preaching, and King Bilambir became the disciple of that Acharya, and then he started, we have lost our treasure, and we have lost our treasure, and then which treasure, and then King thought this must be treasure. So, by purity of the heart and by way of preaching, all our Acharyas got treasure back, and Srila Prabhupada, by his transcendental vision, brought all the wonderful treasure for us to learn and to distribute others. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So, Srimad Bhagavatam, it says, Tadvak visajo janadhag viplavo yasmin pratishlokan abhadavapi namani anantas yaso nikitvan shunvan vigayanti gurant vishadbhava. Srimad Bhagavatam, first canto, 5th chapter, 11th verse says, on the other hand, the literature which is full of descriptions of the transcendental glories of name, fame, forms, pastimes of unlimited Supreme Lord is a different creation, full of transcendental worlds directed towards bringing about revolution in the impious leaves of this world, misdirected civilization. Such the transcendental literatures, even though imperfectly composed, are heard and accepted by preferred men who are thoroughly honest. Siddhartha Goswami mentions this wonderful first canto, fifth chapter, that this knowledge distributes, it will be beneficial to everybody. And here the Srila Prabhupada prays, he blesses us so that we get the conviction, desire, strength, inspiration, determination to go out to distribute these books as many people as possible touch and transform their life, and thus purifies our existence to allow us to express our gratitude to His divine grace. Srila Prabhupada is very important. He blesses us. What He blesses us? He gives us strength, inspiration, determination to distribute more and more books. So Prabhupada mentioned these books are so potent that anyone who reads them is sure to become Krishna conscious. So it's very valuable to distribute my books. So let us conclude what we have discussed. First, we discussed that what the benefits we get. What benefits we get? We get, first, we become more humble. We become purified. We become more patient. We become more tolerant. If the situations in our life is not as per our own wish, then we face. That also gives us strength. Then we get satisfaction. Isn't it? These are different benefits we get. Then we also discuss about when we distribute together, it's a wonderful relation gets formed. Isn't it? So these are the wonderful benefits we get. What are tips? First, one should have the books. Second, just go on where the crowded areas, it can be markets, it can be malls, it can be stations, it can be any places where people are gathering, it can be offices, it can be canteens. Isn't it? Third, what we tips is prayers. Isn't it? You also saw the prayers is a directly communication with the Lord. Isn't it? Prayers, heart to heart prayer, you can say, discussion with the Lord. And also we saw the Devanand Pandit. He is a, we should say, personification of Srimad Bhagavatam. But by only mere brilliance and intelligence will not be sufficient. We need to really implement the bhava. We really implement to mood of humbleness, mood of respecting others, mood of appreciating others, mood of always giving respect to others. This we can learn from Devanand Pandit. Lastly, let us pray to Srila Prabhupada. Let us pray Nitai Gaurachandra Bhagavan. Let us pray to Sri Radha Gopinath, Lalita Vishakha Devi. Let us pray to Sri Giridhari Gopal. Let us pray to Amasambal Vaishnavas. But today, we get little inspiration, little motivation, so that we can able to become the instrument in the hands of Srila Prabhupada, in the hands of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, Guru Parambara, and ultimately in the instruments of the Lord's hand. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Yes, we'll have just last video by Srila Prabhupada. Let us.
But I simply try to satisfy my death. My Guru Maharaj asked me that if you get some money to print books, so there was a private meeting talking and some of my important God brothers also there, it was in Radha. So, Guru Maharaj was speaking to me that since we have got this Bhagavaja.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram. So this is Srila Prabhupada has given us instruction, print as many as books and Krishna conscious movement will automatically increase. Jai Jai Shri Radhe, Jai Jai Shri Radhe. Srila Prabhupada, Transcendental Book Distribution Ki Jai.
Hare Krishna. So we are very thankful to Satyanarayan Prabhu for inspiring us, motivating us for book distribution. So I'd like to thank him by loudly chanting three times. Hari Bol! Hari Bol! Hari. So first of all, we'd like to welcome all the devotees who have come here for the very first time. So सबसे पहले हम उन सभी अतिथियों का स्वागत करना चाहेंगे जो कि इस प्रोग्राम में आज के संडे फीस प्रोग्राम में सबसे पहली बार आए हैं. So our reception in charge will be standing near Hanumanji's Vigraha. We will welcome them and they will give the Mahaprasad and if you have any question you can ask him. तो हमारे स्वागत अध्यक्ष जो कि हनुमान जी के विग्रह के पास खड़े होंगे वे आपको महाप्रसाद तो देंगे ही साथ में अगर आपके मन में कोई प्रश्न है तो उसका भी उत्तर देंगे. सो आई वुड लाइक टू रिक्वेस्ट ऑल द ड्यूटीज हु हैव कम फॉर द वेरी फर्स्ट टाइम काइंडली स्टैंड अप ऑन देयर प्लेस एंड ऑल द ड्यूटीज कैन सिट डाउन. तो हम सभी अतिथियों का प्रार्थना करते हैं कि वो अपनी जगह पर खड़े हो जाएं और कृपया सारे के सारे भक्त बैठ सकते हैं ताकि हम उनका अच्छे से स्वागत कर सकें. Hare Krishna. So can those who have come for the very first time can raise their hands please so that we can recognize them. Okay, Hare Krishna. So we would like to thank them that they took their precious time and came for this lovely program. तो हम श्री श्री राधा गोपीनाथ के चरण कमलों में यही प्रार्थना करते हैं कि आपका ये दिन एक शुभारंभ ठहरे और आप प्रत्येक रविवार को आके हमें इसी तरह प्रोत्साहित करें. सो लेट अस वेलकम ऑल द गेस्ट हु हैव कम हियर फॉर द वेरी फर्स्ट टाइम बाय लाउडली चैंटिंग थ्री टाइम्स हरि बोल हरि बोल हरि. सो वी विल हैव नाउ कीर्तन एंड देन वी विल हैव प्रसाद. हरे कृष्ण.
Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Ram Ram Hari Hari. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare